So take your records, take your freedom. Take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom. Take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me.
Report from ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The faithful gathering in St. Peter's Square this hour in Rome, where the Vatican is leading a rosary prayer service to honor Pope Francis, who died earlier today. Francis, who became known as the People's Pope, traveled the world up until he was hospitalized recently for double pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff participated in Easter Sunday services and rode through St. Peter's Square greeting the crowd. Vice President Vance met with the Pope Sunday at the Vatican. ABC's Rachel Scott says President Trump has ordered flags be flown at half staff across the country in his honor.
President Trump met with Pope Francis just once in 2017. He had called it the honor of a lifetime, but there were some disagreements in their relationship, specifically on immigration. Recently, when Pope Francis was asked about the president's mass deportation plans, he said, if true, it would be disgraceful, warning that it would end very badly.
After his funeral, cardinals will convene and choose his successor. This is ABC News. Meta announcing it's making some changes to keep younger people, it says, from lying about their ages on Facebook and Instagram teen accounts.
Meta is now testing artificial intelligence that automatically enrolls users who are suspected of lying about their age into teen accounts, a more restrictive form of account on Facebook and Instagram. Users generally interact with people of their own age, so Meta says it's using AI technology that will specifically examine who an account is friending or messaging on the platforms. Because AI is imperfect, Meta also says it's giving people the option to change their settings in case we make a mistake. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
At Orlando International Airport, the FAA says passengers evacuated a Delta plane using slides this morning due to an engine fire as that aircraft was pushing back from the gate. Delta Airlines says there were no injuries. The flight was bound for Atlanta with 200 customers, 10 flight attendants, and two pilots on board. The FAA will investigate. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances and save $50 on every $500 you spend on select LG appliances. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for more details or qualifying items. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Spring cleaning isn't just for clutter. Let Benjamin Franklin Plumbing take care of your appliances. From water heater replacement or repair to advanced water filtration installation, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is here to provide a worry-free summer for you and your family. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com to schedule. You can count on the punctual plumbers, where your comfort and safety come first. Book now. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman has concerns about funding cuts coming from the Trump administration. Rothman told lawmakers at the Capitol last week several research fields could be impacted.
They're working on Alzheimer's. They're working on diabetes. They're working on cancer. They are working on agricultural developments that support the great farmers in the state of Wisconsin. They are working on things around fresh water, which I think is probably one of the single biggest assets our state has.
The UW system is asking for an additional $855 million in Governor Tony Evers' 2025-27 state budget. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction tells the Trump administration no regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
DPI will not approve a U.S. Department of Education request that state education officials certify anti-discrimination obligations or risk losing federal funding. State Superintendent Jill Underly framed the rejection in terms of local control, saying the Trump administration directive is about Washington, D.C., wanting to dictate how schools from Racine to Green Bay to Ashland educate their kids. DPI says the administration has failed to respond to concerns the agency raised when the request was issued earlier this month. The decision could put federal funding for Wisconsin K-12 public schools at risk. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Green Bay's mayor is excited about the economic impact this week's NFL draft could have on the city and region. On Wisconsin Eye's Newsmakers program, Eric Genrich says the benefits will extend beyond Green Bay.
The $96 million figure, when you're talking about statewide impact, it's a tremendous benefit, not just to the Green Bay area, but to the state of Wisconsin. We're going to see that take place when everybody's in town and staying in some of those other places around Wisconsin and driving in for the event.
It's estimated between 250,000 and 300,000 people will attend the draft. It runs Thursday through Saturday. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures still stay mild, scraping the mid-50s. And tomorrow, we reach the low 60s with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That'll be mainly early with more sunshine expected on Wednesday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Expected to be an active weather week across the middle of the country. And with all the tariff talk, what are we really talking about when it comes to the impact on how U.S. Ag is going to stay competitive? We'll dig into those details. And it's Monday and time for our conversation about used equipment.
There's nothing wrong with a little dent in the fender via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Then it's Professor Darren Hudson from the Center for Competitive Ag at Texas Tech University. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Glory.
All right, Davis. Hey, yeah. Buddy. Welcome back after a three-day weekend. Woo. How are things going?
Oh, so good.
Yeah?
So good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
I'm going to be honest. I did some work on Saturday morning, finished up around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then just slept away the whole rest of the day on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm coming All in right. rested, All right. bro. I'm ready.
I guess.
Let's do this.
I guess. I mean, after the double dose of pork loin and spiral cut ham, I am feeling extra witty and just ready to go for this week, man.
Wow.
Yes.
That fires me up. That fires me up. I went with the shoulder roast for our Easter meal together. So I am equally elucidated right now.
Nice. I love it.
You betcha.
All right. Pope Francis has died after a tough several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope died. I guess it's no surprise that his Easter message was an appeal for peace in Ukraine and in Gaza.
Yeah.
Making peace was a mission of Pope Francis during his 12 years at the Vatican. So the search is on.
Yeah.
They'll be looking for a new pope.
You know, and the thing was, all respect, but, I mean, the guy was gigging till his last day on earth. May we all be so blessed, you know?
Exactly.
To still be getting it done. And then, okay, now the lights go out.
Yep. He had an Easter message, and then this morning about 7:30 Central Time is when he passed. So
okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Well, we'll start with the weather. National Weather Service is calling for a storm system to shift across the Great Lakes, and that'll bring light to moderate snow over parts of that region today. Further south, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected along and ahead of a cold front from Michigan to East Texas. Gusty winds and dry conditions will produce elevated to critical fire weather over the central high plains today. Red flag warnings have been issued. Speaking of thoughts and prayers, man, some storms rolled through Oklahoma and Texas and other parts south there. Massive destruction, loss of life, bad deal.
Yeah, and I mean, those storms made it all the way up into Iowa on Friday, early Friday morning. It was really something, that storm system that rolled through. 46 degrees in northeast Iowa as we speak.
Yep, 53 here in KC. A little snapshot from earlier this morning, Chip. Corn and soybeans traded higher throughout the overnight session, while wheat futures firmed earlier this morning as of 6:30 a.m. Central Time. Corn futures were trading about 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybeans 2 to 3 cents higher, and wheat was unchanged to roughly 2 cents higher. Risk aversion heightened in other markets to open the week. Stock indices pointed to sharply lower openings. Gold surged to a record high overnight, and the U.S. dollar was down. That was a few hours ago, Chip. Now we've got corn mixed. The front end is up a penny. We got beans down a nickel here and there. And looks like the wheats are lower as well, dude.
Volatility is back into the marketplace. There's no question about it. And we're going to see a lot of this up and down going forward.
Well, China imported 2.44 million metric tons of soybeans from the United States in March. That's up 12% from last year. Imports from Brazil dropped 69% from last month. For the first quarter of 2025, China's soybean shipments from the U.S. rose 62% from a year earlier. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says easing restrictions for non-citizen farm workers is a top priority as labor shortages continue to strain farmers across the U.S. Changes to the H-2A visa program and new legal pathways could offer relief soon. The Trump administration is reportedly working to finalize more lenient guidelines for non-citizen farm workers by harvest season amid a flood of deportations. We've got to keep these workers protected, Chip.
Absolutely. And we need to create opportunities for these farms, these U.S. farms, to get their work done.
That's right. Well, Chip, China accused Washington of abusing tariffs and warned countries against striking a broader economic deal with the U.S. at its expense, ratcheting up its rhetoric. Meanwhile, Japan says it is considering increasing its soybean and rice imports as a concession in trade negotiations. India and the U.S. have finalized some terms of reference for a proposed bilateral trade agreement covering 19 chapters on issues like tariffs, goods, non-tariff barriers, and customs facilitation. It's going to stay hot with China, Chip, I would reckon, but we got to keep in mind there are others who are coming to the table.
Yeah, India's coming to the table. I just find it hard to believe that we're going to come up with anything concrete with India.
Yeah. Well, ocean container rates from Asia to North America saw a slight uptick late last week as Trump administration's tariff-driven trade strategy roils global markets, according to Freightos. Rates from Asia to the U.S. West Coast up about 10% week over week to about $2,465 per 40-foot equivalent unit. Chip?
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
All right. Well, give us a quick recap of what happened over the weekend. There was, as Davis mentioned, there were some terrible storms.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, we had it Friday, and then we had more last night. I know numerous tornadoes last night across parts of Missouri, Arkansas. Man, those areas have been hit repeatedly. And some insane hail that I saw on Friday across parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and even into parts of Wisconsin. You know, it's a good reminder how much damage that hail can cause as well, with some baseball to softball sized hail that we saw in a couple of those storms up there.
Yeah, good grief. We had ping pong size not too far north of where I'm at here, and that was that generated quite the buzz. Okay, active week this week, it looks like.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be a pretty active pattern ahead for parts of the plains. I think especially across the southern plains, several inches of rain additionally over the next 7 days are going to be likely. So for some areas that have been dry, parts of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, heavy rain to be expected ahead. Won't be as active, though, for parts of the Ohio Valley that have been so wet. I'm sure that those folks will take the break from the more active pattern out there as well.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt about it. Real quick, any headlines out of South America that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, overall, still continuing to see increased rainfall chances across central parts of Brazil, although I do think that we get increasingly drier across Argentina and southeast Brazil and into parts of Paraguay as well.
All right, all right. Hey, Brett, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, that is Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Okay, it is Monday morning, and that means that it is time for a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. There's been quite a bit of activity out there across the countryside in the auction markets. We're going to get the latest and the greatest from what's happening in the used equipment markets from Greg coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls, and access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Joe Roberts, Iowa Corn Promotion Board Vice President and farmer from Wright County. Ethanol is a top market for Iowa corn farmers, and it is a cleaner burning, more affordable fuel for consumers. That's why Iowa Corn is working with influencers to build awareness of the many benefits of pumping it up with unleaded 88. To learn more, visit iowacorn.org.
Improve feed efficiency. QLF liquid supplements promote a consistent and predictable diet throughout the bump. Nutrient distribution promotes a healthy rumen environment through consistent intake of all nutrients, including roughage. Nutrient distribution minimizes the incidence of subacute acidosis. A complete supplement maximizing rumen and animal performance. Visit QLF.com. That's QLF.com.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
As veterans, we're...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Quality Liquid Feeds, liquid supplements for all beef cattle. QLF provides nutrition, tech support, and equipment services to help your cattle thrive. Visit QLF.com.
Are we letting the guests choose the music again, Chip?
We must be. I mean, these Minnesotans stick together, Davis.
Wow. You've got to. You've got to.
That's exactly right. That's what happens sometimes. When you let those guys make their own decisions, they're going to stick together. It's one team. One team for, you know.
It could be worse. You know, I don't mind that team at all.
That's true.
It's a good team.
That's true. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Trivia question for you. Do you know Prince's real name? Minnesotan real name?
I think I do.
When you say it, I'll recognize it, but
it's kind
it's
of a
Roger
classic.
Nelson, isn't it?
It's Roger Nelson. Yes.
Yeah.
Classic
Roger.
Minnesota name.
Yes.
Nelson, Peterson, Olson, Thompson. There's a few of us up here, but yeah, we're very proud of Roger and what he did with his amazing career. I don't have that falsetto he used in that particular song, though. That's maybe
it's
Davis. Maybe
politics.
You got that.
Practice.
Yeah,
you just got to practice, buddy.
You got to want it, Greg. You got to get after it if you're going to use that. Can you imagine that coming out of the auction shack?
Oh, there you go. High-pitched falsetto from the auction truck. That would get people talking. I don't know.
Boy,
good
it
or bad,
would.
But, yeah. I think that would definitely get the bids flowing for sure.
Yep. Man, I hope you had a good Easter.
Yeah, a very good Easter. We needed rain yesterday, so that was good to see up here. Been pretty dry, so hopefully
you guys have a good weekend. Seven more Sundays in a row now, right?
Usually when the faucet shuts off, it's off, and when it's on, it's on. But hopefully it won't get too wet for people, but we'll see how it shakes out.
That's right. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Man, over to the land of the blue tractors, it sounds like. Take us to Ohio.
Yeah, Saturday, Diamond, Ohio, Kiko Auction. Great, great company there. I think they go back to like 1945 up in that northeast Ohio, northern half of Ohio region. Great company. They had a sale. I think there were, I can't remember how many New Holland and Ford tractors or a bunch of them, but very, very nice condition. Just to give you a few sale price highlights, they had a 13 model New Holland T7 260. 1,226 hours. That went for $152,000. They had a nice loader tractor, a 14 model, a New Holland T5 115, 765 hours with a loader. That went for $75,000. They had a pair of 12 model New Holland T6070s, low hours. One had 472 hours. That went for $90,000. And then one was 698 hours for $70,000. Staying with the blue color, a different make, but they had a 24 model Kinsey 3505 816 planter, only had 172 acres on it. That brought $100,000.
Brought how much? Then, I stepped on you.
That brought $100,000.
Okay.
On that one. 816 on that. So they had a red combine, a pre-def 2011 Case IH 5088, 1596 SEP hours. That sold for $71,000. And then some nice hay equipment. 2019 New Holland Roll Belt 450 Round Baler, 2260 bales. That brought $32,000. An older rake did real well. A New Holland 258 looked really, really nice. That brought $4,500. Let's see what else. How about a one-owner New Holland 185 manure spreader for $18,000. So, some nice New Holland equipment there Saturday in Diamond, Ohio.
Yeah. Eastern market seems pretty good based on that report, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, same trend. Good condition used to still, you know, bringing out the buyers. The dollars are, you know, it's tough to spend right now. But, you know, I think what people are looking for is the nicest condition used. I know we saw kind of that same thing. Trying to remember, I think it might have been Saturday night auction out of down a little bit south out of North Carolina. We saw sort of the same thing. Roper, North Carolina, my friends at Rich and Rich Auctioneers. They had a John Deere 8295R, just under 3,800 hours on it. That sold for $136,000. And it got me looking at the 8295R prices this year. The average auction price so far this year is out just over $115,100. Now that's down 9.9% this year, but it's interesting. It's last year was really the first year big hit on the used tractor market. And so in 2024, the average auction price fell 26% on an 8295R. And that was kind of what we saw across the color line, but again, only down 9.9% this year. So That was a pretty nice one sold the other night in North Carolina.
Yep. You put those 2 years together, though, it's adding up. It's become a downside correction here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. In fact, if we go back 2 years to 2023, now that was, we'll get to this, but I've been saying in this correction in the used market, the combine market's a year ahead of the high horse tractor market. So 2 years ago on an 8295R, average auction price was about 172.8. And again, right now it's 115.1. So that over 2 years, that's getting some bruises on the knees.
Sure is. No doubt. Okay. Take us out west, Oakley, Kansas.
Yeah, our friends at Purple Wave had a really nice sale. It was part of their sale last Wednesday. But a farmer there in Oakley, Kansas had some really nice equipment. Had a 21 model John Deere 9570 RX, 1,338 hours with a stock smasher on the front of it. Not sure how much the stock smasher added, but it brought $333,300 bucks on a 21 model. They also had an 18 model 9470 RX. A few more, 1,000 more hours on that one, 2,374 hours. Also had the stock smasher on the front. And that brought 312.4 on that one. Okay. One that caught my eye on that set was an Orthman One Tripper, a 40-foot, 16-row, 30-inch strip-till unit. That brought $99,000 bucks. I believe that might be the highest one I've seen. I haven't seen a ton of those hit the market yet.
Right.
But they did have that same sale, had some equipment out of Texas. Now, of course, our friends in the cotton sector are under a lot of pressure. They had a couple of John Deere CS690s. One was an 18 model, 1,688 engine hours. That brought 332.2. And then an older 15 model with 2,253 engine hours, I think. That came in at 199.1. If you went back a couple years ago, those CS690s units were, quite a bit higher. But, that's just what it is in the cotton market right now.
Right. Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt. Before we talk a little bit more about the combine market and what you've learned about it this year, what you got going this week?
Well, there's a sale tomorrow I'm watching. My friends at Kerr Auction, Alex and Gina, amazing. They've, in like less than 12 months, they've really grown Kerr Auction. They've got sites all over the country now. And tomorrow, Tuesday, they got a sale in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, with some interesting items on it, including a Case IH 8920 Magnum with only 2,887 hours on it. I posted a picture of this on our social media the other day. Got a lot of people talking. You don't find many with under 3,000 hours like that. So if you're interested, just go to KerrAuction.com. Again, the sale is tomorrow, folks, out in Pennsylvania. A lot of other very nice equipment on that sale, so that'll be an interesting one for sure.
All right. Talk to me about the trends that are developing. We keep looking for that sign of a low. Are you seeing anything that would suggest that we're finding value?
Well, again, the used combine market is one I'm watching. So, again, I think the values really started to crunch downward in 23 and then all of last year in 24. So it is interesting now. I mean, certain models we look at, we're starting to see a little footing. So like a John Deere S680, of course, made from 2012 to 17. So far this year, the average auction price is $90,054 bucks. That's actually up 3.8%. Now, that said, the last 2 years, that fell like a rock. So last year, average auction price was, it fell 20.2%. And the year before, that was on top of falling 21% in 23. So, again, selectively, seeing a little bit firmer on the combine side. But to me, the real kicker is what will the dealer market do? Last year, starting about June 1st, we saw a huge flow of late model tractors and combines, mostly tractors, but into the auction market. And, of course, that puts pressure on the auction pricing. So will we see the same this year? I don't know. They've kind of taken a breath, I think, from their big push end of last year. So we'll see what happens here.
After the kind of decline that they've seen, Greg, I mean, we talk about trying to catch a falling knife in markets, and that's not what's going on. I mean, the knife has hit the floor. It's just time to pick it up.
Well, again, farmers are very plugged into what we're seeing with values. And, again, we did see a bounce third week of February for about a month there. So it's going to be interesting rest of the year for sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Greg, it's always interesting, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet. Have a good week, guys.
All right. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Greg mentioned it. Tough times in the cotton industry. We're going to get an update on what's going on, and we're going to talk tariffs with Darren Hudson, director of the International Center for Competitive Ag at Texas Tech. He is up next.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
Get maximum weed control with Class Act NG Adjuvant. Built for it. Developed to lessen the negative impacts that could reduce herbicide performance, Class Act NG is a water conditioner and liquid spray tank additive with corn sorb technology that penetrates the leaf surface to drive the herbicide into the plant. Built for better, faster efficacy. Built for maximum weed control. Class Act NG. Built for it. Visit WinfieldUnited.com or contact your local Winfield United retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi. We talk a lot about roots, and part of our roots is offering a little something for everyone in Bluff Country. A lot of people ask me, do you have chicken feed? Yep, sure do. Do you have fertilizer for our crops? Yep, sure do. Seed for our lawn and garden? Yep, sure do. How about hay nets for our horses? Yep, we've got that too. Strong roots help communities thrive. At Bluff Country Feed and Seed, we've got the people and products to start building your roots.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk down 23 to 1807, June down 17 to 1726, July down 2 to 1788, August down 1 at 1827. Live in feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower. A neutral cattle on feed report. Weakness in the stock market and other outside markets are all pressuring live in feeder cattle markets today. Hog markets moving mostly higher as still some strength in pork cutout values and expectations of good consumer demand continuing, helping to support prices. April live cattle down 25 cents to 209.57. May feeder cattle down $1.15 to 285.70. May hogs up 65 cents to 91.05. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets flat. Soybeans and wheat moving mostly lower. Weakness in the outside markets, a drop in crude oil prices, pressuring especially beans, along with weakness in the soybean product markets as well. Wheat markets lower due to some of the rains over the corn, soybean, and wheat belts are relieving some of the drought conditions, especially in the Western Belt and in the Plains. New crop corn now down a quarter to 465 and three quarters. New crop beans down 4 3/4 to 1027 and three quarters. May wheat in Chicago down 8 1/4 to 540 1/2. Minneapolis wheat May down 8 to 598 1/4.
Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
I don't know what you're thinking!
So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us. Greg mentioned it. We've been talking about in the afternoon show in particular just how tough economic conditions are in cotton country right now. And I want to get to that, and we will get to that, but we're going to talk about some other issues first with Darren Hudson. Darren is the director of the International Center for Competitive Ag at Texas Tech University. He's also the ComBest Endowed Chair and Associate Dean for Strategic Initiatives at the Davis College there at Texas Tech. Darren, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chip. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, glad that you're here. You know, the afternoon listeners are pretty used to you by now, Darren. We talk we talk three or four times a year, but the morning listeners might not be that familiar with you here. But let's talk. I want to start with the impact for tariffs, because why I haven't had you on with that title, the director for the Center for Competitive Ag, is beyond me. But just what have you seen from the impact of the tariffs on these markets?
Well, you know, I think like all things, futures markets are forward looking. And so a lot of that, you know, has been priced in. It's interesting. The issue isn't the tariffs themselves, which are bad enough, but but it's the chaotic implementation of on again, off again. We don't know what's going to be subject to tariffs, who we're going to be negotiating with. And so, you know, all that churn is just, you know, it's just volatility in the market. And it really makes planning hard when you're trying to look forward into something. You don't have a clue what it's going to be tomorrow afternoon.
Right. So if we just if a decision was made and a final decision was made, that this is what it's going to be going forward, the markets then adjust and then start trading on a more predictable way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get to a point where if the underlying policy is, you know, relatively static,
yeah,
you go back to a supply demand, albeit at a different level. You know, prices will adjust to whatever the expectations are based on those tariffs. But and we've seen a little bit of calming, if you will. Market the cotton market has settled in at a new level, and now we seem to be trading a bit more on what I'd call the fundamentals or the characteristics of the market, you know, as they are today. So it's changing, but you know, like say tomorrow we could get a new announcement. It just causes a rebalancing.
Right, exactly. I saw some of the work that you did on projecting out just how much of an adjustment to demand there might be as a result of the tariffs. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, of course, it was a moving target, so that chasing that rabbit was a bit difficult. We finally settled in, you know, looking at the 125% tariffs. And, you know, cotton is it's going to take a hit. And reality is our projected, you know, average farm price for the coming year under those tariffs is about futures minus or, you know, with basis. So looks like the market's kind of priced that in. But you get that initial hit and then you start seeing the adjustments. And you know, exports to China probably down roughly 50% as a result of this. But, you know, we were at 2.5 million bales. That's about 10% of a little more than 10% of U.S. exports. So, you know, the hit's real, but the trade diversion was already occurring. And if you look at the export report, you know, from last week, you already started to see bales changing from China to Vietnam to Bangladesh. So some of that trade adjustment's already occurring.
Yeah, Darren, you know, when we talk about cotton exports, China's the big shiny object that's got everybody's attention. You started to mention it. Where else do we need to be looking?
Well, the markets, you know, Asia is the dominant, obviously, but the markets are largely, you know, sort of global in the sense that the stuff moves all over the world. But basically Vietnam, Bangladesh, India, Indonesia, you know, those are where that trade diversion was already occurring. And then turkey is another big consumer. So, you know, there's a, and all of those are, you know, subject to these tariffs and subject to negotiation. But, you know, going to zero tariff from where we are in Vietnam probably might have as big an effect as, you know, might completely offset the Chinese tariff effects.
Yeah. Yeah. So we okay, well, that brings me right to this. When it comes to tariffs, you know, President Trump has been saying we're going to have to go through some short-term pain for long-term gain. Do you see the long-term gain?
Well, I think there in some areas the gain upside potential is pretty high, but it's one of those things. Like, I mean, we're not going to reshore textile manufacturing back into the U.S. It's just it's too labor intensive, you know, things like that. But diversifying those supply chains and decoupling from China is not a bad thing. You know, that that helps us in the long run, and probably why cotton, you know, the effects, anticipated effects may be a bit more muted than they say are in the grains, because, you know, that export market is a lot more diversified than it was 15, 20 years ago. So I think it's, you know, there's the potential there. But the truth is that a lot of those ag commodities were already entering a lot of those countries at very low tariff rates anyway. So, you know, the upside for ag is really doing away with the short run disruption more than anything. And hopefully we'll get there because those markets are disrupted.
Yes. What if the administration puts on the docking fees on the Chinese owned, Chinese manned, Chinese flagged vessels coming into the U.S.?
Well, you know, that's a two-way street. On the one side, you know, a lot of that stuff coming from Asia, whether it's coming from China or not, is on U.S. or Chinese flagged ships. And so, you know, whether or not we have a zero tariff or a low tariff with Vietnam, for example, it's still going to add cost. But it's also the outbound, right, which is much more influential on ag products. And so, you know, it's an added cost that makes that transaction more expensive and less likely to occur.
And it's not an insignificant cost. I mean, we're talking somewhere between 50 and 70 cents a bushel, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. And it's not. And that's that what I call that sort of indirect tariff, right? It's the thing that it sounds good, you know, let's just tax the Chinese, you know, vessels. But the fact is, it's not like we're going to turn around and build a bunch of vessels. You know, what we build like 10 ships last year. So it's a long haul to get out of that. And, you know, I'm not making an argument that we shouldn't or that it wouldn't be effective in doing stuff, but it's not an inconsequential cost for ag.
That's right. That's right. Okay. How tough is it to be a cotton farmer right now, Darren?
It's tough. Of course, cotton is fairly input intensive anyway. And so, you know, urea, nitrogen costs, you know, chemical costs, other kinds of things are, you know, just like every other farmer out there, they're facing those, you know, but We've had three consecutive really bad moisture years. So we have a long way to go to get back to, you know, what you'd think of as normal conditions, growing conditions. So it's tough. Because we've had 3 years, you know, that processing infrastructure, all that stuff is strained, disappearing, and it's getting harder and harder, to farm as a cotton farmer out here. But you know, we're not unusual, you know, compared to everybody else. Don't want to sing a sad story, but I think all of ag is in a squeeze at this moment with prices versus input costs.
Yeah, I get that. But it feels to me like these cotton plantings, which are in a downtrend, that's going to be really difficult to turn around after this, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, you know, when those acres disappear, you don't get the investment in the processing infrastructure, which is, you know, more intensive than it is in other industries. And when that disappears, goes away, gets mothballed or, you know, abandoned, you just don't bring it back overnight, you know, just because cotton runs back up to 80 cents and, you know, you want to plant an additional 3 or 4 million acres. Well, where are you going to take it? You know, where's it going to get ginned? And so I think there's that's the danger and the downside here. And you know, producers are heavily invested in that infrastructure, too. So as that goes away, they're losing equity and they're also losing the option of what they can do. You know, the flexibility in farming and making a choice on what might maximize their profit on their acres that they're planting.
Yeah. What might replace some of those acres?
You know, in West Texas, it's largely grain sorghum, okay. You know, is the main thing. Where people have water, there's some other options, but not near as many if you're growing them here versus if you're growing them in Georgia. You know, Georgia farmers have more options.
Yep. Now, is that for a domestic feedlot market or for an export market?
Both. And okay. You know, one thing that's happened is, you know, now Texas in this region is the third largest dairy producing region. Yep. And so that's a big source of demand.
Certainly is. Certainly is. Darren, I wish we had a better topic to talk about. But I sure appreciate the information and the perspective. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Darren Hudson, Director of the International Center for Competitive Ag at Texas Tech University. Davis and I will be right back.
When the game is...
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Sizzle to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text Sizzle to 42424. That's Sizzle to 42424.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside.
I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hard-working folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game-changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're going to upgrade your combine, it better be worth your while. It better pay off in the long run, and it will, with the Kloss Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, you can find huge deals on select Lexion and Treon combines, including financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months. It's serious performance. It's serious value. It's serious ROI. Don't miss out on the offer. Learn more at KlossSavings.com. That's C-L-A-A-S Savings.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
And welcome back to it, everybody. AgriTalk here, your pal Davis Michelson. Monday morning, Chip Flory.
Yes.
You were fired up at the start of the show.
Yes.
What's your energy level like at this
point? Just check in for us. After you have a conversation about what's going on in the cotton trade, it's a little difficult to come out of there with a whole lot of fire in your belly.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like major textile manufacturing necessarily is being eyed to come back to the United States. Cotton biz is tough right now, Chip.
It's been tough for a while, too. I mean, you think about some of the big names in the cotton industry from years past and some of the economists that are still dedicated to trying to help figure out what has happened and what might happen in the cotton industry right now. The conversation has been for a long time, if this is going to get better, we're going to have to bring textile manufacturing back into the United States. Mm-hmm. The problem is nobody wants to pay $32 for a T-shirt, you know, a plain white T-shirt.
Yeah.
The costs, and I don't know, I'm making that number up, but the costs are prohibitive based on the labor market in particular here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be starting. It's not like we could just take the mothballs out of an old factory and fire the thing up and start doing work again. It would be starting from scratch. And mm-hmm. and I know that they're starting from scratch in China and in Vietnam and in Cambodia, but they're starting from scratch with a much different labor cost profile than what we've got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of those,
you know, I should have thrown like Honduras and Ecuador into that as well, because some of that is happening in Central America.
Yep. Certainly. But cotton acres in East Texas anyway, according to our guest, switching to some grain sorghum, feed demand for the burgeoning Texas dairy biz.
Well, third largest dairy producing state now.
That's
is what
pretty
he
cool.
said.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they've got water, because it gives them the climate. They've got the climate. You can do it with open barns. and keep those cows comfy. And it, like I said, as long as you've got the water, mm-hmm. and so if you can get feed in there fairly cheap, you can make milk fairly cheap. The problem mm-hmm. is getting what you produced then to the consumer. So I don't know if that growth in Texas dairy is still happening, but if it is, it has slowed down dramatically.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. This from the news this morning, Chip. How concerned are we? The UK government has brought in a temporary ban on tourists bringing in cheese and meat products from the European Union in a bid to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease, FMD, buddy.
Yeah. The UK sees something that is raising the alert to a higher level. Now, obviously, you can't go to Europe, fill up with beef sticks and cheese, and fill your suitcase and head home.
Mm-hmm.
So those kinds of restrictions have been in place for quite a while. I mean, the Beagle Brigade's going to get you.
Yeah.
You try doing stuff like that.
Yep.
So,
Germany, Hungary, Slovakia, and Austria all have those rising cases of FMD and have had similar product restrictions there.
Right. Germany thought that they were making some progress there for a while, but I don't know exactly what that situation is right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Something to keep an eye on.
Here's
a piece of exciting news. Researchers in Japan have produced nugget-sized chunks of chicken using animal cells, signaling a breakthrough in lab-grown food production. Previous attempts at lab-grown chicken have been made with cells taken from living animals to create chicken strips less than a millimeter thick that are then bound together, creating thicker portions. Difficult to make meat, Chip, without blood vessels, oxygen, nutrients, viable tissues.
It's not difficult to make meat. You feed the chicken. You feed the chicken and it makes meat.
Mm-hmm. You cracked the code. You cracked it.
Unbelievable. You know, this is being done by, I was going to say that by some that are saying, listen, we need to get back to nature, so let's get away from eating these animals. And instead, they're thinking about lab-grown product. It just doesn't make any sense to
me. How is that more natural?
When I read that news story this morning that they're making nugget-sized chunks of artificially grown meat, mm-hmm. There is something so unappetizing about that.
Yes, yes.
That it's hard for me to explain, and I get it. There are a million different views out there. I get it. I understand. But that is something that is never going to end up on my plate. And that is something that when the grandkids come over, there's never going to be a lab-grown chicken nugget sitting on their plate. I don't care if it's dino shaped or not. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, one wonders, have we learned nothing from Beyond Meat and all these things that everyone was, you know, it was going to be the greatest thing.
Right.
People don't want it.
That's exactly right.
It just hasn't caught on with enough people, I guess.
And
let's say it that way.
They're trying to make it economical. Well, if people really wanted it, they got there with some of those impossible burgers and stuff like that, because people should have been willing to pay a premium for that product if it was something that they really wanted. What they found out was it was something that they wanted to try, but it's not a burger.
Yep. Yep.
It's not a burger.
Not food.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was fun.
Yeah. Good conversations all morning here on AgriTalk. Come back this afternoon. We're going to keep it going. We've got Kent Beadle from Paradigm Futures right here on AgriTalk.
Winds down, country sound, FM on the radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move,
listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Vatican released the death certificate of Pope Francis, saying the Pope suffered a cerebral stroke.